Hello. Hello.
Hello?
What was up? Answer your goddamn phone.
I was clicking the button and the stupid thing, it didn't even ring. It just showed the box.
Oh, so the box showed up and it was
And I was
answer
clicking
and
on answer, but it didn't do anything. And then
huh.
you started yelling at me, and
Yeah.
then suddenly it connected.
Ah.
I think it requires you to be quite angry with me before it will actually physically connect.
I think that's what it is. I think I have to be really
It
pissed off.
wants the show to start on the right note.
That's right.
Skype has our back.
Do you have your recorder running?
The what now?
You're are
Hang
you
on.
rec are you
My eight.
recording?
Hang on, let me hit record on my 8-track. Let me check. I think
Yeah.
so.
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
Good.
Let's see. I
It's
don't know how to
always
check.
good to have a backup.
I don't know how to check.
You
Let's
don't know
see
how
if
to
I've got this
check if
one.
it's recording. Is something moving? There's a red button on the goddamn thing. Can you hit the red button?
This
A
is not
circular
recording.
red button.
On what now?
On the
In.
recorder.
Oh.
Hit
Start
the red
recording.
button.
Okay, start recording is started.
Okay, we're ready.
6 seconds. I missed the beginning. Start. Restart.
All right,
Restart.
I'll let you kick us off then. Hit, wait, stop the hit the button again.
No, then I'll forget to restart it.
You're gonna
Let's
have
see.
to, you can't edit this fucking tape. This is 8-track. You can't edit it.
Yes, you can. You cut the tape, and then you cut the section you don't want out, and then you tape it back together again.
You can't do that with 8-track.
You can't?
No, maybe a cassette. You
You
could fake it
crack
out.
it, you crack it open.
You have an 8-track to 8-track recorder? That's pretty impressive.
They ever have those?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've never seen one.
Or was that a cassette invention?
Gonna Google it. I'm gonna say 8-track recorder and see if I could get a. I could s get a picture of 8-track recorder and see if I could. What the fuck is this? It's on eBay. Let's see what this one's on sale for. These are like modern ones. These are ones so you could take your 8-track and make something else out of them.
Digitize it or something.
Yeah. 8-track tape player recorder for parts or rapid repair.
Why would you do that?
I can only find pieces of it. So like if you want to order pieces, I can get you some parts. You should probably order this.
Could throw them up. What's this?
For $44.99, you could have some not working 8-track tape player recorder.
Parts.
That's what it says. It says for parts or repair.
Oh, so it's a busted one.
Yeah.
How much is it?
$44. You
Yeah, I
can't
should
go
get that.
wrong.
Yeah, for backup parts.
That's
For when
right.
my tape to tape, my 8-track to 8-track recorder dies.
Yes. Because then we'll have to stop recording this lovely podcast.
That would be a sad day.
There is no
Technology.
technology.
We were last episode was the number 7 technology podcast on iTunes.
Oh,
I'm
was
looking
it?
at that. Sure. On
Well, I know
the
it had a lot of retweets because of
future tech pod
IT.
podcasts.
Review.
Yes.
Yeah.
IT, that was good.
We even had offers for interviews.
Yes, and on today's show, we have Mike Myers, and
Yeah.
I'm Bill Moore.
We don't have time to come up with any fucking questions.
We'll be interviewing each other about
Yeah.
some comics. Well, I always think, like, I'd be happy to have someone on, but they need to listen to the show first and understand, like, what they'd be getting into. Because we're not going to change it to be an interview show for someone.
Oh, I don't even listen to interview shows, so I'd never listen to my own podcast if we were
in. So they'd have to kind of slide in. Well, you guys do that on DC Noise, like, when you have someone on. It's still DC Noise.
Right. I mean, it's Robert Atkins it's the, farting.
Another
so
person, yeah, farting.
It's another fart.
Along with you. So someone wants to come in and just kind of ramble about technology, 70s technology with us.
Yeah.
They're more than welcome.
The other thing I don't do is if a Kickstarter person just pops out of nowhere, like, and sends an email, like,
yeah.
God damn, you know, we'll be on an interview show, but they don't even know what we're fucking about. They're just they're just there to promote.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. I don't mind getting those things because, you know, they gotta do their work to get their stuff out. But yeah, I'm not really interested.
Well, I would never personally promote something that I don't know about, you know, for one thing, and
yeah,
for somebody that doesn't even know what our podcast is.
Like, I would
if
not.
If it's like Dr. Bananas and we want to shit all over it, I feel like we could do that because we at least know the author.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
and
I think he
knows what this show's about.
He knows the dangers of
giving of
us
being
a,
on this
selling
show.
Us a comic.
That's right. He knows.
Yeah, the only way I would have someone, I would never have someone on the show if I didn't know, like, their property for under $1,000.
That's right. Oh, so you can be bought is what you're saying.
I'm not saying I can be bought.
We don't
saying.
Have to be bought. We're sponsored by a lot of sponsors.
We are.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by 8TrackParts.com.
That's right.
For
all your 8-track parts needs.
That's right.
We buy a lot of old equipment and sell it for really, really high. We buy junk to sell high.
That's their motto.
That's our motto. Because somebody out there still has an 8-track.
That's right. Do you have an 8-track that is somehow broken? Maybe it ate your tape and you need repair parts? Call us at 1-800-8-TRACK-PARTS for you. Go to 8trackpartsforyou.com.
That's right. And tell them Geek Brunch sent you.
That's right.
Bill Ballmer.
Put in the promo code. I don't know.
Put in the promo.
We got promo code LPSUCK.
Well, you could put in the promo code Anchovies for Ass.
Anchovies for Ass.
And you get an additional 15% off. Isn't that what you did for the Kickstarter? You did Anchovies for Ass.
Fishballs up your butt. What? Yeah, I don't know about the ass part. I did eat the anchovy ass, though.
You did.
Because technically, I think they just put the whole anchovy on there.
Well, it sucks that you were underwhelmed, though. Like, that was.
I was underwhelmed.
That was supposed to be like a new thing to add to your.
I know it was opening my mind
dish,
to a new thing.
Yeah, the five dishes you eat over and over again. It was adding something else.
It was going to be number six.
Mm-hmm.
But no. It's
so
not
fuck
like a time
you
I
who
ate
suggested
rocket
an
pizza.
Anchovy pizza. I think that was me, but.
The what?
I just gave myself a fuck you because I'm the one that suggested it.
Oh. It could have been good. And I need to probably try it at another establishment because perhaps the one I tried it at just does not have.
Maybe the one you tried it on, the guy wiped his ass on the dough before he gave it to you.
He was like, you want what? Anchovies? I think we have some in the back. We've been sitting there for 2 years.
And he put anchovies in his butt, and then he did lunges.
He reached
and
in
then
his
he put them in the pizza.
He reached in his back pocket and pulled out an anchovy.
Did you ever see Road Trip?
Road Trip? Which one was that?
Road Trip was the guy with the MTV guy that I forget what his name is at the time, but he used to have a show. But it was about a bunch of guys that went on a trip so this guy could go stop a video from getting to his girlfriend in another college. And they stopped at a diner, and one of the guys said, "Oh, I want you put powdered sugar on my French toast." Well, the cook went back and says, "Let me take care of that for you." And he got the French toast and put it in between his ass cheeks and started doing lunges. And then he like licked off. But before he did that, he like licked off all the
licked
powdered
off the
sugar,
powdered sugar,
and then put it in his butt cheeks and did lunges and then handed it to him. Like, goddamn. See, that's what you should watch instead of all your goddamn pretentious movies.
I don't think I saw this movie.
I was with Tom
Green.
Yes, that was the MTV guy that was in the white spots of my brain.
He's a Canadian.
Oh, see, there you go. Now you're hungry for it.
I'm not the biggest Tom Green fan, though.
Mm.
But this has Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
And Andy Dick, who should be in a movie like this.
It's a top quality movie. Get it at your library. When you pick up your crossed comics, just tell them you want this too. And they'll say, yep, that's the demographic we're looking for.
And it's by Todd Phillips. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. It's a good movie. It has some fucked up shit in it.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
We didn't coordinate anything for this episode.
We didn't.
So we just rattle off some our sponsors.
And we didn't. I didn't get my new comics yet, so I didn't have any like new stuff to bring up.
Have you been having problems with your order since they moved?
My last one didn't come until like a week later, and then it looks like this month's not coming for like a week later. I haven't even got a shipment notification yet.
I've had people that have gotten products late, and also people that have, well, myself included, have been missing shit in the order.
Ooh.
Like the order comes and it's missing books and comics.
I always check my order form to make sure I got everything, so I guess I need to be more... Make sure
I'm just warning you, due diligence. Start with the higher priced items and work your way down.
I just go in the order there on the form.
Oh, you could do that too. When you get big orders like mine, it's hard.
Yeah. For mine, I can just, I look through my comics, what I got, and then I look down through the list and make sure that I saw all the comics that were on the list. Yeah. But on mine, there's only about, I don't know, 30, 40 comics, so... Not like your 400 comics. That would be hard to cross-reference.
Hard to cross-reference. I wish it would come out alphabetically, because then I put them in alphabetical order when I get my shipment.
Well, sure, because that's how you're going to read them, so.
No, I don't read them in alphabetical order. That's Rob.
No one would do that. Only a fool.
Yeah. I also want to mention not only our 8-track sponsor, for repairs, but we also sponsored by WordPress. They give us our ability to put out Geek Brunch on the website.
That's true.
And they pay us a lot of money, and I haven't mentioned them before.
Service.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting, because I don't remember receiving any of that money over the past however many years we've been doing this. So it's interesting to find out they've been paying us this whole time.
Yeah,
it was.
You have to be grandfathered in into the Heath days.
He's still getting that money.
Yeah, Heath is still getting your check.
I guess his name is on the contract.
Well, that's we're the ones that signed it.
That's right.
You had nothing to. It was all grandfathered. I'm sorry. You get some of the proceeds for every time they sell a 8-track broken recorder.
Broken part.
the problem is they haven't sold one yet.
That's right. I got that check for 17 cents last week.
Yeah.
That was good. I was able to buy my kids lunch that day.
Yeah. Well, that's That's at least like five cheese crackers.
It was two little packets of saltines. Granted, I just took them from the counter of the local deli, but I threw the 17 cents in the tip jar.
At least you paid for it. You just took the saltines and you said, "Kids, enjoy.
Trick
I
one,
want you
three.
to be very gracious this Thanksgiving, for eight
Probably have.
tracks and eight track recorders."
We're gonna go home tonight and listen to some 8 tracks, as is our traditional Thanksgiving celebration,
That's right.
celebratory evening, as we give thanks for the makers of the 8-track.
That's right. They provide geek brunch to everybody.
So, how was your, speaking of Thanksgiving, how was your
Well, I
holiday?
didn't go anywhere, but we had a good
Nice.
Thanksgiving.
Relax.
It was a relaxing, just me and Barb Thanksgiving. I could have went because I don't know, work is driving me crazy, but that's just a side note. But
You should switch jobs. Oh, wait. Wait, have you
no,
switched yet, or are you still doing the
I
old school?
switched. I switched. Let me just tell you this, Bill. That saying, the grass isn't greener on the other side. There's a big, that's definitely true.
It always looks greener till you jump over the fence and realize that they just spray painted the green on.
You
And I
landed
said,
in a huge pile of
yeah,
shit.
it's
You
all
hopped
shit
over
under the paint.
you hopped over the fence and you thought you were free.
Gonna go lay in that nice green grass.
Yeah,
Splat.
a splat. It's like, why do I smell like shit?
Well, that's unfortunate to hear.
I
Sorry you're all covered in shit right now.
am. It's
I'm glad you were
okay.
able to relax over Thanksgiving.
I'm sure we could get some kind of sponsor that supports shit cleanup.
Or shit paint.
Yeah.
I new shit paint from Ronco.
Shit paint is becoming a big thing. A lot of houses being painted with shit colored colors.
Shit paint. Are you
I
tired?
finally got that I Am Not Okay With This by Charles Forsman. It arrived.
Oh, did that come out? Is that the new one? Yeah, it
It's from
must.
Fantagraphics.
Oh, where's my damn box, son of a bitch?
Well, you already have this, right?
Don't know.
I
I
thought
thought it
you.
was. Isn't it new?
It's a new printing, but I thought you're the one that told me it was. It went to net. It's got optioned at Netflix. We were talking to him,
Oh, yeah.
and you said, "Yeah, I read it. It's different than Slasher and Revenger, but you said it's good, so I got it."
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good.
It's
Do you look at the
different,
art?
though. The
It's
art is
different.
very, very different.
I have a page from that. I can't
Yeah. You don't even know what I was talking about. It was in
remember
your
what it's called. Well,
white
because
spots.
it usually goes by like the acronym or whatever.
What I A N O K W
But now
theme?
confused. Yes. Rolls
I
off
A
the
not O
tongue.
wit. What would that be?
I thought I Am Not Okay was the new one. I
Oh,
am
maybe
not
it is the new one.
okay. The other one's like fucking something.
Oh, did I order the wrong one?
I think there's.
Oh, the other one's something about world, isn't it? Doesn't have world in it.
End of the fucking world.
Yeah, I got the
Yeah.
wrong one then. I got the new one.
Yeah, that's the new one.
You don't have this.
It should be in my box.
Oh, if they put it in there. Maybe I got the last one.
Unless you got my copy, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, the end of the fucking world. TEOTFW. That's what it's called.
I thought I ordered that, but maybe I didn't. Maybe they didn't solicit it yet. I don't
That's.
remember.
Yeah, I don't know if they have. They might, well, maybe you didn't. It just hasn't come out yet.
I don't know. I could check my orders at DCBS.
Because he had it on his table. Charles Foreman had it on his table at
Yeah, but he wasn't selling
Heroes
it.
Con. No, it was just an earlier vert, or what is it called? Proof or whatever. Oh, so his new book is out. Oh, I'm excited to read it.
Well, there you
I still,
go.
so I might have that in my box and the last slasher in my box. God damn it! Why is the company, which I'm not going to name, treating me so poorly? Why do they hate me? They don't
Well,
want me to have my Charles Foreman books.
they shipped it last week. You get monthly shipments, dude.
I know. Man, back when I was in.
Back in the day, did you usually get it when, oh, they say, okay, we're shipping it, right? You get the email, right? When they ship it, did you usually get it on Saturday or Friday?
Yeah, usually got it Friday. But see, they used to be in
So it's actually
Indiana.
moved into like Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday now?
Yeah. Yeah,
Wow.
this week. Well, because they used to be in Indiana, which is right next to Illinois.
Ah,
So
yeah,
it's
that's right.
basically all I had to do is hop on the truck and drive up here. And
Yeah.
now I don't even know. Now it's got to drive halfway across the
Now
country.
they put it in Colorado and then they ship it from Colorado back
It's got to go to a hub
back
or
east.
something.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think they've shipped it.
What's your password? Let me log in and see your stuff.
My password is 8-track heaven.
8-track heaven? Is there any special characters in there?
Yeah, underscore
Yeah.
EOTH. Wait, what? FW.
EOTHFW.
TEOFW. No, TFW.
Well, you're confusing me.
I'm sorry. Why are you confused? I'm just reading.
I want to log into your DCBS orders so I could see what you got and add some things to your order.
So as a special surprise for listeners, I'm gonna give you my username and password for DCBS, and you guys get to make my next order.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Only if you send so much money.
That's right. That's a Patreon.
Yeah, it's Patreon level.
That's one of the rewards.
Yeah. We've been doing Patreon special episodes too for our special listeners.
That'd be funny, like if you put like a cap on it, like say people can add whatever they want, but up to like $100,
Yeah.
and anyone can add or remove items as long as it stays around $100.
I'd be really pissed, I think.
But then I'd just end up getting a bunch of junk I don't care about.
But you could say it could be a criteria up to a certain amount, and you can only every person could only add one item to the cart.
Add one, yeah, that'd be good.
For me, I'd be getting a bunch of shit that I already have, I bet.
You'd be like, "Oh, thanks for helping me with my order. I
Yeah,
was gonna
thank you
order
for
that stuff
helping me
anyway."
with my order, or I already have all these in collected editions, so why did you get it for me? Or I have it in singles already.
I think mine would be filled with a bunch of comics from what is that? The Avatar Porn Company.
Boundless.
Yeah, all boundless. And it would be all like the extreme nude covers.
That would be me putting in the order.
That's what you put in.
Mine would be like the $50 exclusive limited ass in
Yeah.
your face cover. The ass in your face scratch and sniff cover special edition.
This issue all nude special variant.
The variant that has a dick coming out of the cover in 3D.
3D dick variant cover. That's the pop up in the middle.
Yeah. I
I wonder if there's ever been a dick pop
don't know.
up.
M maybe in a porn shop. I don't think it's been solicited through Diamond.
Hasn't been in a con.
But all these great ideas for when we kick off Geek Brunch Publications.
That's right. I'm gonna write that one down.
Yeah.
That would be good in the guesser number two.
The Guesser exclusive $1,000 variant, one in a thousand. And we wouldn't even sell 1,000, so it would never have to print. You'd never have to make it.
True.
You can do it for retailers. Order 1,000 copies and get the exclusive dick
pop-up dick cover. You could use it for whatever you want. Or you could put it in Mylar if you like. But you need a little pump on the back so you can make the dick as big as you want. Up to 15 feet.
15 feet?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 15 inches.
15 feet, man. You could have a huge dick across your house. It'll cost a lot to make, so there's good reason why. You could use it. But then if you use it, it's not no longer near mint.
No, it's far from near mint in that case.
Yeah, if you put it in your ass, it's not
that
near
is
mint.
Low grade.
And
low
don't try to put it on eBay and say it's near mint.
Maybe VG, maybe.
No. We'd have to have new Overstreet grading criteria.
That's about a 3.0, I'd say.
I'd say it's a poor 0.5. If it's been in your ass, it's 0.5.
We'll have to, yeah, that's a good question. We'll have to email the
well, if your ass was clean
CDC
and it
guys.
Can be proven that it was clean, if you have a bleached asshole, then maybe a 3.0.
That's right. If in some cases, yes, it might still be 4.0.
No. If it was in a celebrity's ass, then maybe.
But you'd have to have them. You'd have to have that authenticated.
Well, if it was an authentic, it would be like authenticated signatures. And only Geek Crunch would offer that.
We'd have to witness.
Yeah, we'd have to witness it, and then we'd sign off on it.
Right.
Send it off to CGC. It's been in Stanley's ass.
Oh, boy.
It's worth $50,000.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I want to go near that one. I don't think I want... You can observe that one.
No, I would get it first because I'm grandfathered in. I would weed out the ones I don't want.
I don't like this grandfathering in business.
But you could take a picture next to his ass, and then the picture would be worth a lot too. So don't worry. Be happy. As
I
a
guess
great
there's
man
more,
once said, "Did you
there's
see the latest Modern Family?"
I did not.
They had a bunch of celebrities in it. It was interesting.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of like Billy Crystal, playwrights. Who?
Playwrights.
Oh, Chris Martin was in it. That was pretty good from Coldplay.
See the singer?
Yeah.
But he must be because that's the only Coldplay anyone knows.
Yes, the singer.
Probably. Probably. I didn't watch that one. I'm behind. I'm extremely behind in all my TV viewings.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving? You were gone a while. You couldn't record for like 3 weeks.
I was. I was out of country, as they say.
Out of country?
Yes.
Where were you?
I was on a cruise.
Ah.
It was so about how long ago was it? I think 6 years ago. We went on a family cruise, like with my whole extended family.
Yeah.
And then my mom wanted to do it again. So we did another cruise. And the last time we did it was over Thanksgiving, too. So we did it again over Thanksgiving. So this time we went to Jamaica. someplace in Mexico and Grand Cayman.
Wow.
Where they have all the money.
That's right.
And all the corporations' headquarters.
Well, there
you
go.
So when I was in Grand Cayman, I set up the our headquarters like we talked about.
Yeah.
So now we don't have to pay any taxes. So Geek Brunch is now headquartered in Grand Cayman.
That's right.
Bitches. So yes. So it was a cruise with my whole family, so it was a family affair, as it were.
Was it relaxing or was it very tense?
It was both relaxing and tense.
So one day it was like perfect heaven.
One day
you felt, God, I could loosen my sphincter. And then the other day it's like, God, I got to tighten it up again.
Oh, tighten it back up again. Pull the drawstrings on it. Yeah, no, it was mostly fun. We had a good time. Good time. And there was a... So on these cruises, they give you like perks. Like there's like a dining perk, and there's, I don't know, free gratuities paid, and there's I don't remember what all the other ones are, but one of them is like a drink package. So they throw in a drink package.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that, and most of the bars had normal shitty beers.
Yeah.
But then they had one like beer bar that had like, I don't know, maybe like 25 beers on tap.
Oh wow!
So I felt like I was like Keith Knudsen or like
why
a Chris
didn't you,
Ivey.
Why didn't you join the damn beer app thing? I would have loved to see that. You could be compete because you could like be friends with Keith Knudsen, and you could be like, "Look, motherfucker, I'm
not drinking
it." And then Keith would say, "God, I gotta leave work right now, and I gotta go get hammered across the street.
Gotta go drink.
I can't lose to Bill Bomer. I can't."
He's killing me this week. So that was good. And there was, like, on this cruise ship, I think it's a new thing where on one of the decks they have, like, around the outside, there's, like, little seating areas.
Yeah.
That are, like, outside the ship, like, on the deck. They're really nice. And so there was one that fit like about, I don't know, 12 people or something. It was like a big, like, U. So my family, we would just go out there and hang out there, like, at night.
Yeah.
The nights, which was nice because there weren't a lot of people. Like, I don't know, for some reason that area wasn't that popular, but it was real nice because you just sit out there. There's a bar over there and you sit out over, watch the water. So that was relaxing to be able to do that.
Well, that's good.
And we did some exciting stuff.
Was it cold? What was
it called? No, it was warm the whole time. It was beautiful. Beautiful. And I did zip lining in Jamaica.
Zip lining in Jamaica.
Which I've never done. I've never zip lined. Well, I've done like little zip lines, but I've never done like this big over the jungle zip lining before.
Nude zip lining.
Nude zip lining. That's when it was unfortunate that I was with my family.
Yeah.
For the nude zip lining.
That is unfortunate, but we did tape it and it's a tier on our package.
That's a high tier, very high tier.
But
it's only me, unfortunately, none of my other family. Yeah. We edited out all the rest of my family.
I'd hope not. Get arrested.
Yes.
But it's funny. The bill tier, you can enjoy that. Go to our web page at geekbrunchpodcast.com and click on the Patreon link.
See me flapping in the wind.
Well, you know those nerdy Legion guys will be all over it because your body's a wonderland.
That's true. That's ironically, that's what the level is called too, the Wonderland level.
The Wonderland level.
But it was good.
And you said I refuse the safety constraints because then they won't be able to see my butt cheeks fully, and I need them to see my butt cheeks.
Am I? Sir, you need to wear pants.
Because
I do not.
You can harness my nipples, but that's about it.
Is there any way you can put the restraints on so it? Oh, I'm not gonna see it.
So was that hard? I never ziplined. Is it you have to be real active, or does the zipline take care of it for you?
Yeah, the zip line pretty much does everything. All you have to do is run off a platform that's like, I don't know how high, very high up in the air.
Yeah.
The most treacherous part of it is, so it goes from like one tree to another, basically.
Can you get stuck?
You could get stuck, but I did not get
If
stuck.
you don't run fast enough.
Yeah, or if you, because you can use your hand like as a brake.
Yeah.
If you break too much, then
You're stuck.
you could get stuck. But then you just gotta like use your arms and pull yourself back in. But I didn't get stuck. I think my son might have got didn't make it to, all the way to the end on one of them.
And what do they do?
I don't know what they did for my son. I'll have to ask
Well, maybe that could be in the next comic, the next plot line of
Trapped.
could be called Trapped on the Zip Line, Mr. Bubbles. Alfie got across, but Mr. Bubbles gets stuck.
Got stuck. Yeah,
Yeah.
we came up with a bunch of ideas for Alfie and Mr. Bubbles.
Well, Mr. Bubbles will get stuck like right away
Right away.
because he
There's no
wouldn't
wait.
have he'd be yelling, "Run, Mr. Bubbles! Run! Bless you! My God! This is like a Patreon exclusive episode, and they
Can
don't
you tell?
pay for that."
Okay, can you tell her we're recording?
Hey, we're recording.
Thank you. That
It's like
should clear.
outbreak over here, man. All
I
those
know.
particles, I just got sprayed. I can't even see right now. I gotta clean my glasses.
Yeah, hold your breath.
Yeah.
You don't inhale that. That stuff can travel up to 75 feet.
Yeah, 75 feet. It's scientific fact. Science.
You need to wear one of those SARS masks.
Yeah, I have to order some.
You can get the if you go to geekbrunchpodcast.com and click on the
SARS.
SARS link, you can find our Geek Brunch branded facial security masks.
Yeah. Well, on DC Noise, we were talking about fecal matter and beards. So I was telling I'd get Keith one of those little the beard things that they could sell, like for people that serve food. So he could
Oh yeah,
protect
hairnet.
his beard from a little hair net for his beard
Because
so he
we're
could
beard.
protect it from the fecal matter.
Every time he goes into the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, you're thinking.
All the fecal particles, they'll prevent it. We could make these like Geek Brunch products.
The
Protect
Geek
your
Brunch
beard.
beard fecal protector.
Yeah, your lover will love you more because your beard won't smell like shit.
Are you
Order the
tired?
fecal matter
Are you
protector.
tired of shit falling out of your beard when you're making love to your partner? And try Geek Brunch
When you're on top and
fecal
something
filter.
falls off your beard into her mouth, and she's like, "Oh, that tastes like shit." Get the
Is your
fecal
partner
matter beard
tired of
protector.
having shit dropped into his or her mouth while you're making love? Then try. That is because, did you know the beards are 90% shit?
Man, some of those baseball players, holy shit. They let their beards grow during playoffs. It's got to be like 90% shit. Fecal matter. It's dangerous.
Is. It is.
Have you ever been having sex and you're on the bottom and you got a kernel of corn in your fucking mouth? Corn doesn't digest very well. Could be a
That's
fecal
true.
particle.
If did you ever find a kernel of corn in your beard and think that it came from your food while you're eating? Wrong. That piece of corn is actually Fecal matter.
It came from your ass.
It came from your ass. Take it. You don't believe us? Take a whiff. That's right. 90% of corn in beers is from fecal matter.
That's right. That's a high percentage.
It is.
So if you find corn in a beard, you know where it came from.
That's right. You know where it came from.
And you could thank Geek Brunch. You probably thought the guy was eating corn in the cob.
Oh, sir, I see you just enjoyed some corn on the cob. What? No. I ate canned corn yesterday.
No! So what were you talking about, your trip? Okay, so you did some zip lining.
Did some zip lining, yes.
What else did you do? You drank a lot.
I did drink. We did some river tubing.
Oh, nice.
That was fun.
Where was that at?
That was in Jamaica as well, yeah. We did some beach stuff in Mexico. A little bit of snorkeling, a little bit of swimming. We did some... On the ship, they had a couple of water slides. There's one like a tube where you sit in like a, whatever it's called, one of those tubes. That was good. And they had a ropes course where you're harnessed in and you walk across all these ropes, like these thin little ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Which... So I went up with my son and my brother, and we were up there for a little while. We're walking around on these ropes, and it was fine. It was a little nerve-wracking walking on these little fucking ropes.
Is there a safety harness?
Yeah, you have a harness.
Yeah,
son.
I've seen something similar in Florida. Yeah.
And then, so I told my son, all right, yeah, I'm ready to go. Where's the exit? And he's like, you're done already? I'm like, yeah, walk. I mean, it had been, I don't know, half hour or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I walked across these ropes. What else is there to do? He was disappointed, but we went down.
He was
but these kids,
having a good time.
Yeah, these kids, because you could stay up there as long as you want. I think these kids will stay up there for, you know, an hour, a couple hours.
You could have just left them here and went back on the boat and then
That's
picked
true,
them up on the way back.
I'll be at the bar. You know where the room is. But luckily, my kids are of the age now where they can go off. And like my son would, he's 10, so he's old enough that he says, I'm going to go explore. So I'm like, all right, go. So him and his cousin like would just go off, and who knows where they'd end up, come back at some point. I say, be
Next
back,
thing
man.
You know, Donald Trump is bailing him out of jail.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
Why did Donald Trump bail someone out of jail?
You didn't hear about that? The basketball players?
No.
There was a...
That's like a sports, right?
Yeah, this basketball, college basketball. Several of the players went to China. I don't know why. Maybe as a game or tournament. And three of them decided to shoplift. And shoplifting.
Oh, that's like a while ago, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal. And then there was a big deal because Donald Trump said they got off because of him, and one of the fathers wouldn't acknowledge him, and there were it's like a Twitter thing. Our president has time to worry about one person and then the whole world. It just mm-hmm. He doesn't know the needs of the few outweigh the many or whatever they say in Star Trek.
He is very concerned about his own image.
Yeah, very.
Very concerned. In fact, I would say that's his primary concern.
Because he's like in this, it's like a reality show for him. That's why. But anyway.
Yes, so my Thanksgiving was good. It was a lot of fun, probably not as relaxing as yours. Travel is inherently fun, but
it has its stressful times.
Yeah,
for
it has
sure.
its stressful. Anytime you travel, you have to go through the stress of the actual physical travel.
The stress of the
Making.
travel and doing things. In other
Yeah.
words, being here at a certain time and having the family ready and. Yeah.
Just getting there and getting back. I mean, getting places on time and.
But that was
Getting
like
up
a.
on time.
What was it? Like a week? 2 week and a half?
Yeah, it was a week. It was like 7 days.
Good deal. What was the ship? What was the carrier?
It was on Norwegian cruise line.
Where'd you take off from?
From Miami.
Miami.
Yes. Heart of the Midwest.
Yep, Miami.
Miami. That was my first time in Miami.
Did you take any comic books with you during this trip?
I did not.
So you read nothing?
I did not. I was too busy to read anything.
Don't you like to read something at night to decompress?
No.
No?
That gets my mind going too active.
Huh. I need that. I need to decompress a little bit.
Well, in the evening I'll watch a TV show. That's my decompressing.
A Canadian TV show?
Preferably.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any good Canadian TV shows in a while.
Well, The Good Doctor is based on a Korean show.
It is?
Yeah. The beginning of at the beginning of the episodes, it says based on a TV show from Korea.
I'll be.
There you go. Learn something new. Do you still watch it? Do you watch it?
I'm a little bit behind. I'm on the second episode.
Oh, you're really behind. I think they're only 8 in or something like that.
Yeah, it seems to be coming out slowly.
And there's, I think the next episode is the season, the mid-season finale.
Break, yeah.
But I'm caught up on it, believe it or not.
I know you are a big fan of that program.
Big fan.
And of that actor.
And a lot of the other actors are growing on me. I'm liking them more.
All the dicks?
Well, it stuff changes, my friend.
I know. You gotta start out with them being dicks, and then over time you'll see they're only being dicks because bad things that happened to them in the past. But they're really good people.
There you go.
They'll come through in the end.
So what TV are you watching these days?
Not much. I haven't really been watching much.
You just said you watch TV to decompress.
I do. What did I watch last night, you ask?
Yeah.
I watched an episode of, what did we watch?
You were sleeping through it.
I wasn't really paying attention. Oh, Big Bang Theory that I didn't really pay attention to.
Do you watch that regularly?
I do, but I always am doing something else while it's on. Like, it's a good show that I don't have to pay attention to or think about at all. And occasionally there's some funny stuff on it. I don't think it's as bad as most people think. And yes, I know they portray geeks horribly, but I don't care.
Do you actually know anybody that's like that extreme, though? Like, you know, I work with physicists and stuff like that. And
you mean that socially inept?
Yes. I mean, I know people that are introvert, but not that, like, comical? Or I don't know how to say it. Analytic? Like, I don't know. It's strange. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, I think I have, but it's rare. Like, I could think of maybe a couple people that I've run into who have been like that. But not so much in the geeky areas, but just in terms of the...
the physics?
Yeah, they're always...
the science?
They're always talking like they're... a professor or something. Like the stereotypical nerd type thing.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening these days in Big Bang Theory?
I don't know. Same old shit.
With some fecal matter in the beard? They grew beards.
I don't know. They're doing something at their university. And I think that one girl's pregnant again.
The main blonde one?
No, the other one, the other blonde that's married to Howard.
I don't even know they were married.
Yeah, they got married at some point.
Who's Howard? The guy from Roseanne?
No, the other guy. The Jewish guy. I think he's Jewish.
Oh, he's the main guy? Sheldon?
No, the guy with the bowl cut.
I don't, that not registering.
Anyway, that guy. He's married to the girl with the squeaky voice. You're not missing much. I wouldn't even worry about it.
I'm not worried. Trust me. I'm not.
And occasionally they'll go to the comic book store, and all the comic book store has is DC Comics, because it must be whatever, ABC show or
Brothers.
Whatever.
Well, if it's ABC, it'd be Marvel.
Oh, okay, the other one. I think it's DC. Maybe it's Marvel. I don't really know.
No, they have DC.
Because he always wears Flash shirts. And
yeah,
stuff.
It's DC.
Yeah,
I know but that.
Although sometimes there's a Image Comics like Walking Dead or something. Because DC owns Image.
No, they don't.
Not publicly.
Disney's secret. Buying everything.
Disney owns everything.
They're probably somehow paying your paycheck, and you don't even know it.
Disney?
Yeah.
They're a client. I know that because we used to have I think we might still have it, a corporate, like a place where people take customers of ours in the big silver ball in Epcot.
Oh, wow.
There's like a lot. We have like a lounge in there.
Damn.
I think we sponsor. I think it, like when you go into the, whatever that ride is, it has the company name on it. I don't know if we still sponsor it. We used to anyway. Well, not, last time I was there, we did. But I didn't go to the lounge because we ran out of time. Poor me. What were we talking about?
TV.
Oh, yes, TV. Then, what else did I watch? Oh, I watched part of a Saturday Night Live. It wasn't that good. And then, what have I watched lately? I'm catching up on Exorcist.
Ah.
Still a great show. There was a oh shit moment in the last one I watched. Damn.
What was the oh shit moment?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to spoil
it. I'm not
going to
watch it.
You're going to watch it.
I'll watch it, but it'll probably be like in 2025 or something.
It's too big.
Like
it's too big.
And
it's
it'll be in the white spots of my brain.
It's too big a reveal. I can't do it. It was too big to spoil.
Well, you don't have to spoil everybody. You could send it over the IM on Skype. And
you know, it'll be meaningless to you, and it'll just ruin it. It was fantastic, though.
Well, you could say the priest got killed, or whoever it was. Linda Blair's head spun around.
I'll tell you, there was a nod to the head spinning.
Ah.
So to speak. That's good. Still a great show. And I'm also catching up very slowly on Gotham.
No, I'm not. I'm still behind on that.
I'm further behind though.
But
I'm up to
I'm in last season, but we've only watched like four episodes maybe.
Maybe I'm catching up to you.
You
I'm
might.
at the Joker part now.
Oh wow, you are behind.
I told you I was lying. I finally got to the Joker. The season's been good. The right, what is it? Rise of the Villains? Is that what I'm
Yeah,
watching?
I like that.
That was a good season. I like it a lot.
I haven't watched it in a while.
The one thing that's funny about that show is that, man, there a lot of people get shot in Gotham, like all
No, you
the
would not want to be a cop. Like, it would be the worst job ever. That's like being a red shirt.
like every problem that comes up, the solution is just they shoot people.
Yeah.
It's like, man, like the death rate in Gotham has to be extraordinarily high. Like the gun violence, like that would be like, it would make national news, like the gun violence in Gotham. It would be used as a, people who want gun control would be using that as a reference. Like, look at the gun violence in Gotham. There was like 6,000 people killed last month. But every problem is solved by someone getting shot.
I got caught up on what did I get caught up on? Flash season last season. I still have to worry about this season, but
So it's going to take you a while to
I
get to
still
the
don't like the
crossover.
actor, but I
Me
like
neither.
everybody else in the show. Like if it's not the Flash doing something stupid, I like everything else that goes on. And the finale was really good. Like episode, the penultimate and the finale of season three, fantastic. It was really, really good.
Yeah, I gave up on that show. But I did record the massive crossover that they just had, so I'll watch that.
I never did finish the Wynonna Earp because our bless you.
I think you might need to take her somewhere.
Take her where to the doctor?
CDC.
The CDC.
She might be infected. I heard about that new zombie
just let
virus.
it out. Don't hold it. Like just go blue. It will
Yeah,
be a
you'll damage
sneezing
your sinuses.
exclusive. I'll edit
We can't.
it out with my
Yeah, well,
good editing abilities.
I was
Bill
gonna
will
say
edit it out
I'll
as
edit that out.
eight-track.
I just need a bell so I can mark the. Well, I'll use the sneezes to mark the time.
You use the sneezes to mark the time. That's a lot of cutting of tape on the eight-track.
That's all right. Did you
That's
ever
a
do that with like your old cassette tapes? Like when they got eaten or whatever, you'd have to cut the part out
I've never ever done it. I just
and then
said,
tape
fuck
it
it, I'll
back
go buy
together.
another tape.
You rich bastards, kill me. You cut it out and then you tape it back together again.
I don't think I ever ruined a tape.
They never got eaten?
Never.
What?
I've had a reel-to-reel get eaten and an 8-track be eaten, but not a cassette.
Maybe you just never listen to cassettes.
I've had. I'm just saying, with a cassette player, I've never had a cassette be eaten.
That's crazy. Happens
Maybe
all the
I
time.
have, but not a purchased cassette. I've had maybe like my little recording off the radio cassette get
Yeah,
trashed.
it might happen more. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Cause probably because those are longer, like big longer tapes, so they can create more slack. I
Yeah.
don't know, but you probably clean your head better than I do.
You got smegma all over your head?
I probably have a little bit of dust on there.
You never clean your head?
I
There is such things as soap and water.
It's a delicate area, though. I don't
I
want to damage
understand when you're
anything.
not circumcised, you have all that extra foreskin. That's just, it's hard to wash, but.
Gotta be
Gotta clean
gentle.
the head every now and then, Bill.
I'll remember that.
Your body is a wonderland now.
Gotta keep the Wonderland up to code.
So yeah, I'm caught up on the Flash. The Cisco's brother, you remember Cisco when you were
We're
watching
not caught
Flash?
up on the Flash.
Well, I'm not caught up, but I caught up on season 3. I'm caught
Caught
up
up
on
on.
Air I'm caught up on Arrow season 3, which was really good. I like that more than Flash.
And we gave up on that
And
show too.
then
Couldn't stand that show.
I'm on
Bunch of bitch
Supergirl.
people.
I'm on Supergirl now.
They gave up on that show
I don't give up. Barb lets me watch them now without her. So,
too.
what
Power.
actually happened? This is what drove everything to where I'm at and not watching Winona anymore. Is our DVR started to fill up with all the new TV shows? So like I'm like shit. I need to watch a lot of stuff, and I got caught up on Flash relatively fast because I got hooked on it. So like when I exercise, I watch it, and then I'd watch it when I come home and watch some more. And now I'm on Supergirl. But I haven't watched a lot of the Netflix ones. Like I still on Luke Cage. I gotta get the
Yeah, I gotta finish
DVR
watching that too.
going. We're caught up on Walking Dead. We stay caught up on that, and we stay caught up on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is my favorite comedy for sure. I love that show.
I know you do. I will watch that when it comes to
The library.
some place I can watch it. Yeah, or Netflix or something.
I don't
I
think
don't know.
it comes to Netflix, does it?
Probably not. What is
Curb Your
HBO?
Enthusiasm? Yeah, it's HBO. They have their HBO Go app, so I don't know why.
Maybe it'll come to Amazon.
Oh, Barb says Amazon, maybe.
That's what I said. She said that because she heard me say
Yeah, she just copies you.
it. She does.
When anything
Let's.
bright happens, like in some form of intelligence, it's her copying you.
I did not say
She listened to this, she'll hear it.
Just in this case, she copied.
She copied you.
It's okay. She can have it. She could. Oh, fine, fine. She came up with it on her own. I'm not going to take her thunder.
She
I'm
does
not going to
not
steal
want
her
it like
thunder.
that. She does not want it like that with that sarcasm.
There's no sarcasm. She's welcome to steal, I mean, to have that, to take credit for that.
So, not much TV. I watched Justice League since we last recorded. I think I talked a little bit about Thor the previous time. I watched a
What's
pretentious movie that you'd be happy with me. I watched Lady Bird.
I need to see that movie. That's the Greta Gerwig one, isn't
I don't know who Greta Gerwig is, but I'll say yes.
I believe she wrote that. She's an actress.
Ah.
I think she wrote it. Maybe you
I know
directed
the
it.
actress is Barb wants me to go outside. Oh, she's limping? Hold on.
Mike is taking an emergency. There we go. Written and directed by Greta Gerwig.
What are you doing that you're limping? I'll give her another one of those pills. She was fine on the walk this morning. Yeah. She maybe fell in a hole. Those goddamn gophers. Ah. Well, I wouldn't have normally seen Lady Bird. It's just there wasn't no blockbuster that came out this week.
Ah, so you saw it by default. It's getting rave reviews. And it stars one of my favorite actresses, too.
Well, it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I don't agree with. I mean, they gave Thor, like, 92, and I'm like, good lord, that's
Well, not... I think that just means that's the number of positive reviews it got, right?
From critics.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at... Well, like, if you look at the... I think Thor is, like, 90-something, and then the People one is really high, too, so it's, like, 90-90. If you look at Justice League, it's, like, 40... positive, and then 85% people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lady Bird was 100, at least when I checked last. So I was like, that's a little high for what it is.
Everyone likes it.
I mean, the acting and stuff is good, but it's not... 100 means flawless to me. Well, I guess it means that they like it on the positive side.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they all gave it.
It just means that there wasn't somebody that walked out and said, I didn't like
right.
it.
Everyone gave so it, like, it. At least a, I don't know, 4 out of 5. But it doesn't mean that everyone gave it 5 out of 5.
It was a little pretentious for me.
Yeah,
but,
of course it's a little pretentious.
It wasn't... There was enough there that I think was like an emotional... thing, because what it is it's a high schooler, a girl in high school during the like 2003 time period. Me and Barb talked about this. I'm like, why did they make it 2003? Because they were talking about Iraq and stuff, and
yeah.
I was like, it really wasn't big part of the story. And Barb says they probably didn't want their teenagers to be on the cell phones all the time. And I was like, that's a good point. Like, they wanted to eliminate the social media.
Right. That is a concern, and that is a big reason for doing that. Because
yeah.
Even in, like, I was writing I have an idea of a screenplay that also takes place with high school kids. And that is one of the things I was considering. It's like, well, it happens in a lot of movies that cell phones kind of ruin a lot of, you can't do a lot of the stuff you used to do because now we have cell phones. So you either have to have it take place before cell phones, or you have to figure out how to get the cell phones away from people.
Do your kids have cell phones?
Yeah, but they don't have... Well, they have cell phones, but they don't have cell phone service.
they can call the phone as a phone.
No, they don't have that.
They just have a tracking device, so you can look them up and see where they're at.
No, they don't have that either.
They have internet?
Yeah, they just use it for games and apps and stuff.
Well, that's interesting, because you'd think you'd want them to have the call so they could call you if something's wrong. I guess they could text you, right?
They could, I don't know. Well, my son never takes it with him. But, I mean, like my son, the only places he's going is school or friends' houses.
Yeah.
Or if he's at a friend's house, he can just call from use the friends' phones, you know. But usually we're in contact with the parents, not the kids.
Mm.
But yes, but yeah, that's why in a lot of horror movies they go to like remote places where their cell phone service doesn't work.
Yeah. I guess that's a really big crutch. If you're doing something like it's, I never thought about it before me and Barb talked about it, but depending on what you're trying to do, it could be a huge crutch in the way your movies or story wants to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like instant whatever. Do you know what I mean? It could be instant 911. It could be instant.
Yeah. Text your friends.
It introduces another aspect of horror, though, because you could be watched, you could be followed, you could...
Right, and there have been...
They could steal your identity, your fingerprints off of your phone. There's other things that it introduces ideas for, but...
Right.
I would see if you wanted to do a horror movie and you wanted to capture a certain element of suspense or have something go on, you have to either have them lose their cell phone or decide to do it in a certain time period.
Yeah, or have no
Because back in the
reception
day, it was
or.
scary. Like, your phone was hooked up to the landline. So when you had, like, the call is being traced and it's coming from inside your house, that was a big deal.
Or they do the thing where they say, okay, we're going up to the cabin this weekend, but no cell phones. So everyone has to leave their cell phone behind because we don't want to be. No
Yeah, but that
communication to the outside
you
world.
know if you know if it's a bunch of teenagers or kids that decide to do that they're gonna say there's always one Yahoo who'll take his phone.
Yeah. Well, you have him get killed first then.
Yeah. But Barb watched a movie that was a Stephen King book, I think it's called The Cell or something like that, where they the cell with I know what I know. The cell is with what's her name? With
Oh, that, yeah, that woman's in it, right?
is it Halle Berry?
No, it's the other one.
Jennifer
Wait.
Lopez. I knew it was one of them.
That who it is?
But she watched The Cell. No, I can't say she wa I want to use the word the, but the is not in it. She watched
No
Cell.
cell.
But I want
I
to
didn't
say
know that
the
was. I
cell
didn't know that was
because
a
it's
Stephen King.
part of my sentence. It's not the cell in quotes, but I'm trying to make a sentence out of it. So she
Wait, which
watched
did she see? The Cell or Cell?
cell.
Isn't The Cell with Jennifer Lopez?
I just said that shit. Were you just listening to me?
No, I was looking up The
God damn it.
Cell. So, okay, so she saw a movie
But
with Jennifer
I said the wrong
Lopez.
person. I said Halle Berry.
Okay, so which one did she see, though?
She saw the Stephen King one.
Starring Jennifer Lopez
No, that
as
Jennifer Lopez.
psychotherapist Jennifer Dean.
This was the phone one where it's like the Soylent Green type thing.
Spoilers.
Yeah. It's been out for fucking ever.
Need to see. It only got a 4.3 on
Oh,
IMDb.
that got a horrible rating. Barb even said it wasn't that good.
It's got
I mean,
John. Maybe I saw this movie.
she saw it because it had John Cusack. Barb's a John Cusack fan.
I love John Cusack's amazing.
Bill says John Cusack's amazing.
He's amazing.
Not amazing in this movie, apparently.
Well, it's based on a Stephen King movie, and Stephen King is not good.
Stephen King movies have been good.
What? Christine?
Misery.
Yeah, Misery was good.
Salem's Lot.
Never saw that.
You never saw David Soul fucking Hutch in Salem's Lot?
I didn't. Let me. Is that on? Let me see if that's streaming somewhere. I need to
God
see
damn it!
that. That's just one of those movies I've just never seen.
You never saw the kid floating in the fucking window? That's for fucking terrifying.
Salem's Lot. It's a book.
Yeah, it's a book.
I see it's streaming.
It's the
Let me check
only
the Netflix.
Stephen King books I've read are the two that are, I think, good movies too. Maximum Overdrive, you've seen that? That's great.
That was not great.
What do you mean? It's when technology takes over. You have a fucking like Green Goblin 8 rig truck.
Salem's Lot is not streaming anywhere, so I cannot see it. The sisterhood of. Oh, I don't want to play this movie. Damn it, Netflix.
You started a movie.
I hate, like, Netflix, you click on something and it just all of a sudden starts playing
You're
the
watching
movie.
the Sisterhood of Pants or whatever that movie is?
Sisterhood of Night.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Some Salem witch trial, then there's Salem.
That's a
Okay.
TV show, I think.
So Stephen King does have good ideas. I'll grant you that.
So she watched it. Oh, I forgot what my point was. Oh,
That
but
she watched this
it
movie.
was based on current technology, like cell phones.
Oh, like a modern,
Because
yeah.
anybody that had a cell phone and was listening to the frequency or whatever would become like a zombie, like they'd be taken over.
I would like to see that only because John Cusack is in it.
I think that's why Barb watched it. Plus, she read the book. I think she liked the book. I didn't really ask her about the book. But it's called Cell, and it's on HBO now, so it should be available on your library.
Oh, I'm sure it's on the library.
Justice League was good.
I still haven't seen Justice League. I saw the Thor movie, but I did not see the Justice League movie.
Well, what did you think of Thor?
I liked it.
Okay, you liked it.
I give it 4 out of 5.
You gave it a 4 out of 5.
In your face. It was very hilarious.
You laughed?
I did laugh.
Okay.
You must have been in a bad mood when you saw it.
Grumpy no, I probably watched Curb Your Enthusiasm and said, this isn't funny.
It's not a comedy. It's not strictly a comedy. It's a action movie with some humorous anecdotes.
It's a comedy. I compare it to the Apple Dumpling Gang.
It is similar to Guardians of the Galaxy Part 1.
It is similar to the Apple Dumpling Gang with Don Knotts and Tim Conway.
It was a hilarious buddy action movie. Buddy
cop action movie. It's like Apple Dumpling Gang.
Why you got a bad mouth Apple Dumpling Gang? I don't get it.
I'm not bad mouthing it.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Well, then why are you bad mouthing it?
They even made a sequel for that.
They did. I don't think I ever saw the sequel.
The Apple Dumpling Gang Strikes Again.
Oh, maybe I did see that.
And then they had Private Eyes where they were together as detectives.
They're a fantastic duo.
They are. And so are Tim Conway and Harvey Korman.
Indeed. That, yeah. They're the most classic duo
and now
in the
we have,
slapstick comedy realm.
And now we have Thor and Hulk.
Now you have Ruffalo
and... A comedy duo.
Helmsworth.
Yeah.
They were a hilarious duo. Mike, I don't know if you knew this, but... the movie Thor Ragnarok, part of it was based on the comic series Planet Hulk. I don't know if you knew that. Maybe you did not make the connection.
I probably made the connection.
Probably
it was with fucking Silver Surfer. You didn't even read Planet Hulk, so don't tell me that
fuck
shit.
Fuck you, I read Planet Hulk.
You did
it's
not
right
fucking read Planet Hulk.
I read Planet Hulk. I got the oversized hardcover of Planet Hulk.
You did not read Planet Hulk.
I read Planet Hulk.
It's sitting there waiting to be read. You have not read Planet Hulk.
I absolutely read it.
No, you
the Hulk
did not.
Was there. I can tell you this.
Went and you saw some Fuck Me World trade next to Planet Hulk and you said, I'll read the Fuck Me World trade.
That was pretty good too.
Yes.
But Planet Hulk, that's one of my favorite miniseries. Even though it wasn't a miniseries. My favorite arcs.
They made a
animated version. Is that what you're gonna say?
I don't know. They just made so fun of like I just couldn't like it. It just wasn't. It was entertaining. I'm not gonna deny it's entertaining.
What entertaining?
But it wasn't funny.
I didn't think it was.
I didn't find it humorous. I find Guardians humorous, but I didn't find anything in this movie funny.
You were in a bad mood.
You don't tell me if I was in a bad mood.
You probably had shit on your feet from your neighbors.
No.
And you're sitting there like smelling the shit while you're watching this movie. Feet were probably soakers from all the shit in your shoes. And you're grumpy. And the popcorn was probably sold out.
No.
And your Coke was watered down Coke.
How come you haven't seen Justice League yet?
I haven't had a lot of time since I got back from the cruise.
Ah.
I came out when I was on the cruise.
Can't you watch it on the cruise?
They did not have it. I did watch part of Atomic Blonde on the cruise.
Oh, part of, though. That sucks. Watch the whole thing.
I'm going to. I put it on hold at the library when I got back. I liked it.
I want to watch that. That's one I haven't seen that I want to watch.
The part I saw, I liked. So I decided I want to see the rest of it now. Plus, you're just looking at Scarlett Jo the whole time, so there's worse things to do for a couple hours.
What I liked about Justice League is I liked where they went with the Flash, even though his costume looks like shit. Because it was very much like the Justice League Unlimited Flash, in my opinion. A little bit of Wally, even though he's Barry, but he added a little bit of humor to it.
So it's Barry?
Cyborg, yeah, Cyborg was good. He was dealing with a different situation and what he's going through. It was a more serious take on a hero, but I think they did an okay job with him. Aquaman, they did really good because they made him like the Peter David Hook Aquaman, mm-hmm. but with the Batman, the Brave and the Bold cartoon out, like where he was outrageous, you know, like a little more humor to him. They lightened him up.
So, like over the top?
Yeah, because Peter David's Aquaman was really dark. Like, he was like turning into the Dark Knight, if you will. They just went and did a... They took that version and then made him have a little bit of humor from the animated series, which I liked. And I liked that they made Superman more like Superman. So it was good. Wonder Woman was some of the best. I think some of the best choreography on fight scenes and action were the Wonder Woman scenes. Some people were bothered by the CGI, but I didn't notice it. Like, I didn't notice it at all. I didn't think once while I was watching it that something was CGI'd.
You probably didn't notice that in Thor, the Hulk character was actually CGI.
I did not notice it. I don't notice it anymore. I noticed it when CGI first started coming out, and I noticed it like when they did like Tarkin in the Star Wars movie, you know, like General Tarkin, Peter Cruising, Crush. Yeah, I noticed the CGI then, but there's a lot of scenes where I just don't notice it, or they do it so fast and my brain is too slow.
Yeah, it's a combination of it being so good now and it's so prevalent in these movies. I mean, any of the superhero movies is probably, I don't know, 50% of the stuff you're seeing on screen is CGI.
Yeah.
Like all the background stuff is CGI.
So I don't mind it at all.
So what are people complaining about?
Steppenwolf, the villain, is CGI.
Okay.
I think he looks fantastic.
Look at like Planet of the Apes. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
And all those apes are CGI, but they look amazing.
Yeah. I think they do. It's CGI, but man, they do a lot of research on the muscle movement and stuff of apes.
Yeah. Yeah, they nailed the.
They apes like fucking fun. Nailed the shit out of it. Like, they have the actor in the full bodysuit doing the movements and shit, but when they do the research on the muscle movement and stuff like that, it's really a lot of taken from footage of apes.
Did I say I finally saw War of the Apes, or War for the Apes, War for the Planet of the whatever, the last Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. I like it.
It started out slow, but then it like kicked in.
It was slow, but I think it needed to be because it was kind of setting that. It's one of those movies where
yeah, you got to start out. Things are good.
You're sort of in a time of peace, right?
Right. You have to establish.
In other words, we found our haven, our safe spot from the previous movie.
Right.
And then the haven turns out not to be the haven because you're discovered, right?
Right. Yeah,
Woody Harrelson was a good villain, I thought.
I didn't really like him at first, but by the end I did.
Uh-huh.
he becomes more sympathetic at the end. So it was good, though. I love the classic, you know, captured and then trying to escape type thing.
Yeah.
And we had some cool characters too, so. And interesting concept, I thought, overall.
I think for me personally, like with the superhero stuff, I tend to like more what DC does because it's more dark. And then the other one is just, it's turning into the same template, I think, and that it's bothering me with time. So I think that's where I'm getting a little distant on the Marvel stuff. Like, I hope Fox doesn't get purchased by Disney, because I like what Fox is doing with Logan and Deadpool and a lot of their other properties. So,
right. The different feel than the...
Yeah, it's a different feel. Ones. It's not the Disney feel. Like, to me, all the Marvel movies are starting to feel the same. And they're almost like using the same template. So it's... I'm becoming desensitized. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that you're burning out on them.
It used to be like I'd go see a preview and I'd get goosebumps, and now it's like there's so much of it out there, like within TV and movies, that I don't get that anymore. And I seem to be like more drawn to like stuff that I don't know what it is, like Lady Bird. I don't know why, but I'm changing, my friend.
You're growing up, Mike.
Well, I'm turning 50, so maybe...
You're getting pretentious.
Maybe it's the midlife crisis or something. I don't know. I mean, I still enjoy the films. I'll still go see all of them.
Right.
I just... my favorite movies are like Wind River this year and the Wonder Woman Marston film. Not even the Wonder Woman film, but the Marston, the one that's about Marston. So those are like my two favorite films of the year, and you typically in the past you would not see that. You'd see some type of superhero movie in there. So I don't know. Maybe I'm changing. I know my tastes are like dramatically, and I've seen this happen to other podcasters where I'm like listening to them. What's wrong with you? What are you going through? I'm going through it.
Oh my gosh, midlife crisis.
I'm going through it. And I don't know. It could be stress at work. It could be other stuff that's leading me to like different stuff. But
yeah, it just depends.
It's like I mean, morphing. My mood is morphing.
Yeah. I mean, I think I like a pretty broad spectrum of things, just depending. Because sometimes I feel like a lighthearted superhero movie like Thor, and sometimes I want a serious movie like... I don't know. What have I seen lately that was a serious movie? I watched Wuthering Heights. There, sometimes I feel like a Wuthering Heights.
Is that a remake?
It is a remake.
I didn't know there was a remake.
It was a remake by Andrea Arnold, who I talked about, I think, last time, who made those Fish Tank and... what was that other movie? American Honey.
Ah. Yeah.
She did Wuthering Heights as well. It was good. She kind of changed it.
Well, I want to see that new Guillermo del Toro movie or whatever it is. The one with that looks very like Hellboy-esque, but it's more of a love romantic story with... I think it takes place in the Soviet Cold War time period. But
I'm not familiar with that one. Did that just come out, or has it not come out yet?
It's listed as coming out this week. I think it's coming out Friday.
Okay.
It looks very like they find this at a high level in the previews. What it looks like is they find this creature that looks very much like Abe Sapien, like an aquatic type being.
Is it Abe Sapien?
It's not Abe Sapien. It's not in the Hellboy universe.
Hellboy. Okay.
It's the same director, so it looks very much
Oh, I think I remember seeing something on that one.
Yeah, and there's this woman that does like house cleaning in this government facility where they keep the creature, and it has the guy that played General Zod in the Superman movies. I forget what his name is. But it looks interesting. The other one that looks interesting to me, and I've never seen it, I was gonna ask you about it because I didn't know they would make a movie about the creators that made the movie. But it has that James Franco and his brother play the two people that
Oh, the
created the
room,
room.
yes.
That movie looks interesting to me.
I know a lot about this.
But I've never seen The Room. Is it fucked up? What is this thing, this movie, The Room?
It is, but the story behind The Room is more interesting than the movie The Room, which I thought I talked about it on an episode maybe a couple of years ago. It's actually based on so The Room was a movie made by this like rich guy who he got rich. No one really knows exactly how he got rich, but he owned a lot of property in San Francisco. So the thought is that he bought like a bunch of property in San Francisco a long time ago when it was really cheap, and then
Yeah.
the prices went up so high that he, was able to cash out on some of them.
Yeah.
So he wanted to get in the movie industry. He wanted to be a big time director. So he decided to make his own movie, even though he knew nothing about making movies at all. So it's basically a guy with an infinite amount of money trying to make a movie, even though he doesn't know how to make a movie. And he made a lot of stupid decisions. And he's a big egomaniac. And
Okay,
he's kind of crazy.
so that's what this the movie's called, The Disaster Artist.
Right. Yeah, so
That's what this movie's about, but I think it focuses on the actor.
right. The book was written by one of the actors in the movie who was kind of, I can't remember how they hooked up at first, but he kind of was the one who hooked up with this director early on and stayed with him for the whole process. 'Cause he was like younger, and he kind of got brought in almost like as a son, where the director was kind of, he was like paying for his like apartment and stuff, and he was basically taking care of this kid, and the kid was in the movie, and he was like actor slash assistant to this director, but he wrote the book that the I assume the movie is based on, so it's all told from his perspective, but he was very knowledgeable about everything that was going on. So then the other interesting part of this is when the movie was released. He probably didn't know how to get it distributed in regular theaters, or no regular theater would want it. So he rented out like a theater for like, and he put up a billboard in Hollywood, The Room playing at whatever theater, and I think it played at this theater for like years. He just like rented that out for like years, and it just constantly was playing, even though.
Is he still rich?
I have no idea where he ended up or where he's at now. But I assume he's getting money from
Like, refresh my memory. Did you
this.
like The Room?
I've never actually seen The Whole Room. I actually read the book before I ever even knew about the. Well, I knew about the movie, but I read the
That
book first.
shocks the fuck out of me that you didn't watch this movie.
It was never really available anywhere before the streaming and stuff.
Well, they're making a movie about the people, so that might be more interesting than the movie.
Yeah,
I just don't know if I have to watch The Room before I see this movie. I guess that was my big question.
I would probably see this movie first and then see it, because I think you'll be able to appreciate it afterwards more than if you saw it beforehand. Because once you understand the story behind it, when you watch it, you'll be able to appreciate it on a different level than if you just watch it, you just be like, man, this movie sucks. Because these people can't act and the direction is terrible. But if you know the story behind it and know how it came to be and all the stuff that the director screwed up as it was being made, Well, there was FedEx. I wonder if that's my comics. I gotta look out the window.
Look, go get your comics. I could go talk.
Let me look out the window.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Why not?
FedEx on a Sunday?
I don't see. I'm gonna go look.
Okay.
I'll be right. BRB.
Be right back. That's what that stands for, listeners. Trying to find the room now on. Yeah, that's what he's. But I'm trying to find it on.
It was based the disaster artist, the actor in the movie wrote a book about his experience.
Yeah.
All kinds of critical acclaim. That's what the movie is based on.
I know, but Bill was telling me that he's never seen The Room, but he read the book. And he said the interesting thing about the story is why this movie was made. Like, he said, some guy got rich and didn't know anything about movies at all, and he decided to make it. And then he hired actors that can't act, and he knew about this play. I mean, the guy who wrote The Room, I guess it was a decent script. But The Room. That's why can't I find it, though, on Rotten Tomatoes? I wanted to see what critics were saying about it. 27%? Oh, so people really hated it. Wow, he looks like James Franco. Holy shit. I thought that was him.
No comics.
What'd you get?
I don't know, some Amazon thing. I don't know if it was FedEx or not. Some Amazon package.
Yeah.
People go to theaters and they act stuff out.
Were you guys talking about James Franco?
Yeah, she was showing me the movie. And the guy that's on the cover of The Room looks like James Franco. The guy, the real actor.
Really? I never.
Given audience reaction at screening at 10, it picked maybe something of a first. A movie that prompts most of its viewers to ask for their money back before even 30 minutes have passed. Holy shit. Where are you finding this? This is Rotten Tomatoes. How come I couldn't find it?
Because my phone is better
than yours? No. It's the app. Okay, well, maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I don't want to. My phone is not bad. It's Apple. It's not your phone sucks.
My phone sounded just fine.
Maybe it's not called The Room. Maybe it's called Room. There it is. See, I see it right now. Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, and the Greg Sestero is the... was the one who wrote the book. If the movie is anything like the book, it's going to be fantastic because the book was fantastic. It's such a crazy story.
Hmm. Well, that's the other one that I'm going to go see, I think. At the theater. There's a lot of movies, though, that played during Lady Bird that had previews that I don't want to see. I was like, oh my god, I have no interest in this preview.
That you don't want to see. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. It looks like the actual guy, Tommy Wiseau or whatever his name is, has a cameo in Disaster Artist.
Interesting.
That's funny. Well, I was wondering if he was going to get if they're going to give him money, like what the rules are for that. But if he's actually in it, then they have to give him money for at least that appearing
sure.
in it. I'm surprised. It's also, I guess, a little surprising. Like, I didn't know what his thoughts on the movie were. If he was. if he liked the him being per, his per, the story being told or not. But like you said, I don't know what his financial situation is, so they could have just said, "Hey, here's some money. We want to do this movie." And he says, "Okay."
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, so, because like, say I wrote a Telltale book about your life, right? From my perspective, but it's like my story, but it's about you, like the story of Geek Brunch Comics Incorporated, and how like I came up with this.
I would hate you to write my life through my
called
eyes.
Called the guesser. And
yeah,
you stole
like
it.
I would not like this at all. This would be awful. Nobody would go see this movie.
But if I wrote that book, would I have to give you any money for it? And
you
if they let
yes,
turn
you would.
The book
I would
into
sue
a movie,
the fuck out of you.
If they let turn the book into a movie. But this is my recollection.
You can go, I have
your
some
honor.
Fives.
I don't know what the law is in this case.
But anyway,
it is my story. It's my story. You just happen to be in it.
If I was watching, I watched Lady Bird, which is a pretty simple story, but the details are in the acting and the complexity. But what it is in general, it's a story about a girl that's at high school. She's sort of unhappy with her life in Sacramento, and she wants to get out and go to a college on the East Coast. Like, she does not want to go to a college that's in California. She wants to leave California. And she has a very, very strange relationship with her mom. That's what that movie's about. That's Lady Bird.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that one. But I've liked what Greta Gerwig.
I think the actress that plays the girl is gorgeous, man. Barb showed me.
She's amazing. She was in that movie that Hannah movie.
Ah.
Where she was the wolf girl or whatever. I don't remember what that's about. I love her. She's amazing.
She was. She has a.
She
really
got a weird name. I can't pronounce it. Like,
yeah, it's a. She's from Ireland. Christ. Or. She has a really. Really strong accent in real life, but in the movie she doesn't. But she was really good. She's
yeah,
she's really pretty girl too. I mean, she's.
She's a movie star.
Yeah. So, I think that's it on movies. Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
Yeah, she was born in New York, but then moved to Ireland when she was 3.
Yeah.
Grew up there. She was in Byzantinum. I think I saw that one. Wasn't that Vampires?
Which one?
Byzantinum.
I don't
Tinium.
Byzantinium.
That. Remember I talked about that?
No.
She was in The Lovely Bones.
I don't think I've seen any of those.
Let me see if I have any other movies to talk about.
I might be seeing more of those types of movies though, because I'm getting tired.
Your taste has changed.
Yeah.
Well, you can only do the big blockbuster ones so much, and then you need something deeper.
I am looking forward to Star Wars though, because it just visually.
Oh yeah. Of course.
When I see the Millennium Falcon flying around like that, and then I see a bunch of AT-ATs lined up, I'm like, yeah, shit, yeah.
I close my eyes during the trailer during Thor. So did my son. We didn't want to see it. I don't want to be spoiled.
You, damn it.
I'm spoiled. I heard. Sounds good.
I can't believe. I would like to be the person that is sitting in back in front of you and saying, look at these weirdos. They're closing their goddamn eyes during the previews.
La, 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 la. I can't
yeah,
hear
yeah,
you.
La, 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 la. I'm like, God damn it.
Didn't do that. I did close my eyes, though. I don't want to see it. I'm going to see the movie. I don't need to be spoiled.
It's hard to avoid it if you watch TV, but Even if you have a DVR and you're fast forwarding through the commercial, you're going to see something.
Yeah, you might catch a glimpse of a.
So, any other movies that you?
The only other thing I did watch, this is so this might, this will probably appeal to your need for deeper, more intellectual movies. It's called Girls Trip. With Queen Latifah.
I'll look it up here. Girl.
It's a story of four women who go to Las Vegas. I can't remember why they went to Las Vegas. For the annual Essence Festival. And so it's four friends who were very close at one point in their lives, and now they're grown up and have jobs and have parted ways, and one of them's like a gossip columnist, and one of them's like a famous... She's an author, I think. Like a self-help author. But it's a comedy. What's her name's in it? Jada Pinkett Smith. She's in it. It was funny. It's not deep, though.
No, it looks like it's like a Bad Moms type comedy.
Yes, it was very much that type of
comedy. Where you sit back and you have a good time and you enjoy it.
And you see some dicks.
That's the part you liked. Yes.
Oh, I did watch another movie. On the plane, I watched... So on one way, on our, we took American in one direction, like going to Florida on the plane. It was one of the ones that have like the little
movie
screens in the in the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
So you get to pick whatever movie you wanted to watch. Oh, man, that was fantastic.
What did you watch?
And it was funny. So we started. My son wanted to watch the Emoji Movie because neither of us had seen that. So we both watched the Emoji Movie and we got about... I don't know, a third of the way in, and my son said, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Did it suck?
It sucks. So we stopped watching the Emoji Movie.
So, like, even you were like welcoming, God, when is he going to tell me to turn it?
I actually thought it was better than he did.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I would watch it. I mean, it wasn't good. But for him to not want to watch it is pretty bad. So I switched over, and I watched Brigsby Bear.
Wait, say this again?
It's called Brigsby Bear.
Brigsby Bear.
Yes.
Brigsby Bear.
Which stars Kyle Mooney, who is, I think he's on Saturday Night Live, and a little actor you may know called Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And Greg Kinnear is in it as well.
It has good reviews.
Yeah, it was good. This is actually it's a heartwarming tale. It's about... So, it's a weird concept that it's about this kid who's growing up... Or he's not a kid anymore. He's like in his 20s. But he grew up in this like bomb shelter because the world... Something happened in the world where the air is now poisonous. So you can't go out... without wearing like gas masks and all that kind of stuff. But he's grown up in this underground bunker, and his dad goes out in the world and every week he brings back a video cassette of a new episode of this show called Brigsby Bear. So his life, that's the thing that he looks most forward to, is getting this tape of this show Brigsby Bear, which is about this, like, it's this bizarre sci-fi tale starring this bird. And he gets online and talk. He's in like a chat group with other Brigsby Bear fans, and that's his life. And then the twist comes at the end of the first act, where he finds out that his parents have been basically lying to him, and there wasn't an accident in the real world, and the air is not poisonous. And then it's about him dealing with the new reality that everything he knew was a lie, and now he gets to enter the real world. It was really good. I recommend it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even look for it.
Maybe it'll appeal to you in your new sensibility.
Yeah, maybe.
There's no CGI. Oh,
I'm okay there might be. I'm okay with CGI. Some people, yeah, okay I said CGI. Some people were. Not
That's right. You're the opposite.
It.
Okay. There's no CGI. I'm sorry to say.
Like some people were showing that movie with Tom Cruise, Legend, where they have that non-CGI demon, and they were comparing it to Steppenwolf, and I was like, man, Steppenwolf looks way better than that. I'm like, but other people didn't think so.
They prefer the traditional special effects.
Yeah.
The practical effects, I think they call it. Well, welcome to the new world, gentlemen.
Yeah, welcome to the new world.
Because now you can do digital effects for probably cheaper than, or I don't know, just much cheaper than it used to be.
Yep. So is that it for movies?
That is it for movies.
All right, we could talk some comic books if you read any.
I barely read any.
I read some, but I don't think. I don't know if you've ever got you've even gotten them or
probably ones I haven't gotten yet.
I read Slasher. So I
haven't gotten it yet.
I know the conclusion to that.
Oh, did we talk about the one prior to this issue? I think we did.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, we talked about
gushed over.
So this is the final issue or the penultimate issue?
It's the final issue.
How the hell is he going to wrap it up? Oh man!
I can tell you.
Don't tell me.
I can tell you right now.
Don't tell me. You're banned from saying anything.
I actually
people
think
of
so,
the world.
If I look at the whole series as a whole, I think the first issue and the fourth issue are the best. The first issue because it established this world, like in the characters. And the fourth issue, just because it was like, oh, fuck.
It's crazy.
It got crazy. But Slasher was really good. I also picked up some Image books that I didn't plan on picking up, and I don't know why, like I needed more books. But I picked up Port of Earth.
Okay.
Is
that Top Cow?
No, it's... I think it's just a regular Image book.
Okay.
It might fall under Skybound. I don't know. But I read the preview and decided I was on the fence and then didn't get it. And then I bought it. And it was all right. Like, I like it. It's a good sci-fi series where I'm not going to spoil it, but they make a fuel port on Earth once we discover aliens and water. They give us a technology, the aliens, where it converts water to an energy source that the aliens can use so they can fuel up. And some shit happens. So that's what Port of Earth is about. I read Void Trip, which is an Image book. Did you read that one yet?
I don't have it.
Void Trip, I wasn't going to get either, but that was like, that's like a female and a male who are kind of like Cheech and Chong in space. So that was decent, and I wanted to keep up with this. This one you should have, the next one.
Okay.
Which is Maestro.
I did read Maestro.
Okay.
Hey, we could talk about one.
How about that? Maestro. Was the third book I wasn't planning on getting, but I ended up buying it at the shop, and then I'm still on the fence with it, but I really like the lead character. I'm kind of drawn to it, and then the ending, which you haven't read yet, but the ending to number two, I think it hooked me in, so.
Okay. So the things I liked about, so this is from Image, and it's by Steve Sroch. He was a writer and artist. The art in it is phenomenal,
Yeah, that's
I
good.
thought. He does a really, it reminds me of a couple of different artists, but it almost reminds me of Patera, Nick Patera a little bit. And there was a big old dick in one scene.
I don't remember that.
Do we read the same book?
I don't remember the
Maestros.
dick. What I
Well, that's how you.
remember is that a maestro was in charge of this world, if you will, and he gets killed, and
Right.
they look to who can rule after he's killed, and like he has lots of children and lots of wives and everything, and they were all killed in this little trying to overthrow
Right,
the
the bad guy killed
government or
them
whatever.
all,
Yeah, the
yeah.
bad guy killed them all except for this one guy who was left on Earth with his mother,
Right.
and he now inherits this, and he's kind of like the socialist magician guy, I guess you could say, where he comes into a really conservative world and they don't like he's already making some changes to make things better than they were for all people, and it's causing a huge stir.
Cool. Yeah, because in well, you remember the way he was making money on Earth, because he could do magic. Like when the second part. So okay, the problem I have, I think, with the first issue is that it starts with the death of the maestro, and then it introduces the son on Earth, and shows what he's doing. But then it jumps back and tells like the kid's past, like when he was growing up, which I thought kind of slowed the story down a little bit.
Yeah.
It got too heavy into backstory at that point instead of moving the story forward. But anyway, so in the backstory, you learn that this maestro guy came to Earth, impregnated his mother, and then he went away, and then came back at some point when the kid was, I don't know, like 10 or so, and the kid learned the truth about the maestro, and he started learning magic. Like the maestro said, you need to learn magic. Because you have the royal bloodline or whatever. So, when this book starts, the kid is on Earth and he's doing magic. But the way he makes money is he makes a serum that will make that he sells for a lot of money that makes dudes' dicks bigger.
Oh man, yeah, I forgot about that.
So there's a scene where he sells it to this like
To this
rich
big
oil magnate
Texan guy,
guy. Yeah.
yeah.
And they show, and he goes from having this little
And
weenie
they like negotiate like in a strip club, right?
yeah, and then he's in
Yeah, and like, the guy gets
the
the
strip
potion and
club.
he's like, "Look at my dick. Look at my dick, girls. Come see my dick."
Was funny. But so this book is a combination of, so there's a lot of cool like sci-fi elements and fantasy elements to this book, but there's also a lot of humor in it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one problem I had at the end of number one, it was kind of hard to tell, I guess where because this is all the backstory, and that took a while to get through all the backstory stuff, and then but then it was hard to tell where it was going to go from there, because it
Yeah.
never really jumped back to the present, so I don't know if they were going to.
I read issue two, so I don't want to
So they
spoil it, but
did they jump back to the present, or did they stay in the past, or both?
It goes more to the present, but it also establishes more of his father, like what he was like when he was alive.
Yeah, when he was alive.
So it builds upon the relationship that he had with the mother and how he's even who he is.
And
And
he's
then
kind of like.
it introduces a character, I think, in volume one or issue one. And they explore her character a little bit more. So, but he is put into power. Let's just say that. So,
Yeah, I figured that. Well, he's the only remaining that we know of person in the bloodline. And it almost seems like when they were telling the past, it looked like his father like created Earth, right?
Yeah.
So he's basically God.
He's God.
Yeah. Because he created Earth to be... He wanted to create a planet that didn't have any magic on it.
Right.
Where people had to live by their own wits and didn't have access to the magic.
That part is very Zeus-oriented. Like, Zeus couldn't keep his dick in his pants, and he created a lot of demigods,
progeny,
if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm gonna continue with all three of those. The only one that I'm not going to there was a third one that I tried that I shouldn't have tried, but I did anyway. And this one you may or may not have because it's two issues in as well. It's God Complex. I don't know if you
God
bought
Complex.
That.
If it's Image, I probably bought it, because unless it was written by someone I don't like.
This is the Paul Jenkins one. And it's basically a murder mystery with these human beings that have names that are very Greek-like, and they have these weird mechanical helmets. Did you read it?
I don't think so.
Did you buy it?
It sounds from... Maybe I... Let me look up the cover. Because it sounds familiar. Let me see. God. I think I read it, but I'm not remembering it specifically. God Complex. Let me look it up here on my comic base. Just kidding. Oh, yeah, I remember the helmet, dude.
Did you read it?
Dude with a helmet on. Yeah, I read this one. Yeah, it was okay.
This one is the one that I don't think I'm going to keep going on.
This one was weird, because isn't this one, like, there's, like, the gods, like, run, like, the world or something?
It seems like they run the police station. That's what it seems like to me. They might run the world.
Like, some kind of Matrix type thing?
Yeah, they're like plugged in, and they all have names like Apollo, and you know, like all kinds of Greek-like names, and they have helmets, mm-hmm. and there's females, and like Athena, and a bunch of these different characters. I don't really understand what their role is, but this one cop is investigating a murder of a church acolyte that he finds their bodies, and a lot of the evidence was washed away because of the rain. And it develops his character, and I don't understand these mechanical helmets or what they do, but they're trying to guide this detective down a certain way because they believe he's. Do you remember Sacred Creatures when we read that? We talked about it, and it was kind of like these deities were guiding the one guy in a certain direction.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this one reminds me of, except he's a cop and they're guiding him to fulfill his prophecy of some sort.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like church versus state stuff going on.
Right, because there's the church acolytes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the dude, that's the one that was, the murderer was the,
yeah
that's what
you
said,
the
church ones, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I read the first two issues of that, and I wasn't sure. Like, I still don't have a hook. There is a panel at the end of issue two that kind of has me curious, but I don't know if I'll keep up with it.
Yeah,
I might just finish it because I think it's a mini. I think it's just like four issues or five issues. I think. If it is a mini, I might just finish it. But I don't know yet. I did read a Kickstarter. It was called Too Good to Be True. And it was a story about an artist that... It drove me crazy because I didn't like this character. Because I have a problem with This is just one of my pet peeves. And I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. It's just something that bothers me, and it bothers me to see parents have to go through this. But when they raise kids, that they don't have enough initiative to get out of the house, or to finish what their goals are in life. So they don't have the initiative to take the next step or make the sacrifices necessary so they can leave. Mm-hmm. In this case, he did leave the house. He's living with his best friend, and his best friend falls in love, and he's like, "You need to move out." So where do you move? And this guy's like, he knows he works like only like part time at a comic shop, and sits there and plays video games all day, and he's not gonna be able to find a place to live. So he's like, well, what am I gonna do? His roommate goes to talk to his father because he knows that he doesn't have the initiative to, and says, "Can your son move in with you again? Here's the situation. I'm getting married. My fiance is gonna move in to here with me, and he needs to move somewhere. Do you want to throw him out in the street, or do you want to let him in?" Well, his father is now a gay man who's living with his husband. And so the kid moves back in, and this father is just kind of like, the son gives him stress because it's like it's like whatever parent wants their kids to succeed, right? And this kid is not going to succeed. So I'm like frustrated. I'm like, "Oh, this kid's driving me crazy." But anyway, he's invited to the wedding, and they say, "There's a celebrity that's going to be there, and we'd like you to introduce you to her. She's very popular." And so he goes, he gets dressed, he goes to the wedding as the best man. He gets introduced to her, and then things don't go so well, but in his mind they do. They go well. And he starts dating her. Okay, so this relationship is flourishing. He's dating a celebrity. He gets initiative to be somebody. He's like, "I can draw comics. He's drawing pages, and he's never committed to more than 5 pages. He's now making comics, and he's publishing. He's getting ready to publish stuff, and he's leaving the house a lot. And the father's like, you know, he calls his friend over, and he's like, "Something's wrong, you know." He tells the friend, "Is he dating somebody?" And he goes, "Not that I know of." And he says, "Well, he says he's dating some girl." And he goes, "Yeah, he met her at the wedding, but she's back in California. He can't be dating her." And he's like, "What the fuck? Something's going on with my son." And he goes out to this old place, and he's watching a film like a dump on a projector. And he's talking to himself, but he thinks he's talking to somebody. And the father's watching this, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm here on a date with so-and-so." And he's like, "No, you're not." "There's no but. You're talking to yourself, motherfucker. You're sick." And so they get him psychiatric help. And he eventually finishes his comic and goes to the convention and meets the celebrity that way. But it's a weird tale, man.
So is it just a one shot?
Yeah, it's a one done in one story.
Okay.
So he has to start seeing a psychiatrist and getting pills to manage his, he was seeing weird shit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He was imagining shit was happening, but the interesting thing is it got his life, at least, so he's moving in a direction like where he's actually accomplishing things.
Mm-hmm.
Like he quit the comics store job, which wasn't paying him much anyway, and started drawing comics enough so he could go to a con and start selling his wares.
So what made you support this Kickstarter? Why were you drawn to this?
Because it looked like a cool concept. It was published like, okay, there's this comic artist who's a nobody who falls in love with a celebrity. And I said, "Oh, that's interesting." And then his life changes. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, that sounds interesting." And then the art looked really good. on the preview pages on the Kickstarter, so I said, yeah, I'll try it. And I, the only time I do Kickstarters, if like, I think what happened is I went to go support two Kickstarters from friends. I don't think they were successful, but like Alan and another one. And they didn't hit their marker. And but when I'm in there, I tend to poke around. Like if I'm in there for a friend,
on the site, yeah.
I'm on the site. I tend to look at what's there. Other than I don't go there. Nothing drives me to Kickstarter anymore.
Unless
I know I'm going to buy something from a friend.
Right.
So if a friend is publishing something like Alan, I'll go in there and I'll look at the tiers. I'll pick a tier and then I'm like, huh, there's some looking comics. There's something that looks interesting. And this one was good. I enjoyed it. I like the twist of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds interesting.
I liked it because it did a really good job of showing the reader that you don't know the twist until the end. Like that girl does not exist until the father goes to the friend and saying, what the fuck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
With my son, who's he dating? And his best friend says, I don't think he's dating anyone. And he says he's dating the celebrity, and he said, no, he's not, she's back in California. So it's like it has a horror element to it that I thought was frightening, because I think being a parent, even though I'm not a parent, is frightening. Like it scares me because, like, I know a really good friend of my dad's whose two kids they just turned into something that you can't control. And you love your kids. There's something in the movie that was said yesterday that struck me. The daughter asked the mother, do you love me? And she says, yes, without, like, instantaneously, I love you.
Right. Well, thinking,
and the daughter says, do you like me? Mm-hmm. And then there's no answer from the parent. And I think that has a lot to do with reality today. Is like, you love your kid, with your soul, heart, but do you necessarily like your kid or where they're at? And in this case, it was with my dad's friend, his kids are alcoholics. They're not working. They're, you know, it's a mess, but he has to keep them alive.
Right. He still feels some responsibility to their well-being.
Right. And he gives them the opportunities, like, I'll rent you this small place and this, and then they just trash it. You know what I mean? They make it something so it's his burden now. And to me, that's a horror story in itself, you know? It's a cycle of hell you can't get out of.
Right, because you're locked in. There's nothing you can do. You can't get out of that relationship.
Well, imagine if your kids wanted you to die so they can have your money. That no other reason. You're their father, and you've given them everything that you could possibly give them, within reason, to try so they don't get even more fucked up. Do you know what I mean? So they don't get more on drugs or more. It's like a damned if you do, and parents like that, it's just heartbreaking. It's scary. It scares the shit out of me. I don't know what kind of father I would be. I have no idea. I think I could possibly die just because of the amount of I worry. Like when my dog gets diarrhea, I get stressed out.
Yeah.
My dog is shitting diarrhea. I'm like, what the hell's wrong? What am I gonna do? Should I do this? Should I do that? I can't imagine with the kid, because there's so much more complexity to it that would give me anxiety on top of my anxiety. Like it's very stressful. I mean, this movie was really good in just it just opens your eyes to, like, father, son, daughter, mother relationships. I've never had to deal with that. Me and my brother were always on the right track. Yeah, we did crazy shit, like any kids would do. But we always knew we had to succeed. We always knew we had to get a job. We always knew we had to have money to live. And some kids, I don't think they get that. They're so popped into their virtual worlds, and they don't know that that virtual world is costing money. Do you want that world? You have to earn it when on your own. You have to guide yourself, because we're not going to be here the rest of our lives to help. That's what this comic was. It was deep in that way, because the father loved his son, you know. He wanted right. him to finish the comic. He wanted him to get out of the comic store and find some kind of initiative. He's like, I paid for your college, you know, to go to art school and to learn stuff. Well, there's got to be something you can do with it, you know. Or at least move forward and go back to school or do something instead of just sit there and play video games all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's scary. It's scary. And I'm not even a parent, so.
Maybe I don't want to read it. Maybe it will frighten me too much.
It is frightening. And I've seen this in real life, because the guy I'm talking about, his two sons, I grew up with.
Yeah.
And it's weird, because they took – I wasn't in the same school as them, but we would go on vacations together. Do you know what I mean? We would go do activities with them, because he was a fellow firefighter and my dad would do stuff with them. So the families would do stuff with each other. So during – middle school and high school, we do activities and stuff.
And, his kids were younger than you?
No, one was my age, and he has another one that's younger, that's more like my brother's age. So, like, we're similar in ages. Like, it's just me and my brother, and then this guy had two kids, too. And you hope that at least one of your kids, okay, if you have two, okay, one of your kids would, like, get out there and, like, at least find his path. I'm not saying be rich or being successful, but find a path where you can survive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have both of them that turn out to be lemons, then your whole life is protecting them and trying to keep them alive.
So when you guys were younger and they were kids, could you see that they were headed this direction, or?
Not until high school.
Yeah.
Because I knew the one guy was starting to do drugs.
Oh, they started hanging out with the Burners and the Heshers.
Yeah.
Like the Nerdy Legion guys in the back of this.
That's right. High school. It was like if you grew up with Nerdy Legion. And you go to a convention and they're doing Burnouts and Hashers, yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. Sad to see.
In all seriousness, it's terrifying. We talked about banking and stuff being terrifying. I think as I grow older, the real horror that you need to tap into is reality, man. That's where the real scary shit is.
That's where the scary stuff is,
yeah. That's where the scary as fuck shit is, man.
But sometimes people don't want to see that, and they'd rather see the, well, I guess in this case, in the case of the comic you read,
it did redeem it. It had a redeeming, like, it did work out.
Yeah, but it also went into a different,
It was dark, though, because he had to start seeing he's on pills now and stuff. So
yeah, like I said, it was still a.
It's still kind of depressing because he asked, why is he seeing this shit? You know, like, what's physically wrong with him or mentally? What's causing him to go, you know, see this? I mean, the pills kept him under control, but shit, what if the pills stop working? So yeah, it was a surprise. Every now and then you get a Kickstarter and sometimes it sucks and you're like, why did I support it?
What
But then
did
you find something
support?
and it was like, that was worth my while.
Well, that's good.
I liked it because of the twist. Because I didn't see it coming. It did a lot. It did a lot to build up the characters and the relationships and the parents and stuff. And then the other part just seemed like part of a side story, you know? And it turned out to be the main story, the twist.
Yeah, it's always good when if you can set up a story where you tell the story one way and then you have a twist which changes the way you look at the previous story. Like you look at it in a new light, like
Yeah.
events that happened and you analyze them in a different way.
There's another thing about Lady Bird that I don't want to talk about,
Yeah, don't spoil it.
but I do want to talk about it when you see it because I think it's something that both of us can relate to. Not from a parenting aspect, but from another aspect. So yeah,
Interesting.
I'd love to get your opinion on it because I see it all the time. But yeah, it's a good movie. It has a little bit of a tearjerker. Even she gets me mad though because God damn it, these kids.
Kids today.
I swear to God. Sometimes they just don't. I'm glad me and my brother didn't do that to our parents because I just holy mackerel.
Don't condone it.
It gives me an anxiety. It does. But I think that's pretty much, other than I've been reading a lot of Marvel stuff still.
On the unlimited
Physical
or
and
both.
unlimited, yeah.
Cool.
Oh,
I for
Evolution. Did you read that? That was an Image book.
what is it? Let me look it up. I don't think I did. I don't know if I have that one. Evolution. Who wrote it? Who did it?
I don't think it's a big
Evolution.
writer. I think it's a new one.
Okay. Let's see. Evolution. No. Oh, it's a cool cover, though.
Did you buy it?
I'm sure I did. Wait,
Well,
shouldn't I have it by now? No, I guess
Evolution, I
maybe the
don't
first
want
one
to give
just came
away
out.
anything because the. But
Now, I'm guessing that's in my next order.
the title of the book
Waiting
is
for it.
because the world is evolving. Like
Humanity is evolving.
humanity is evolving, and it's not necessarily the evolution of like mutants where you get a cool power or something. It's a different type of evolution that it can affect people differently. I guess it's like mutation, but the interesting thing is the way the story is told. I tend to like if you read the book Tricked or something from Top Shelf or any of those others. A lot of those books that are real thick, they like introduce like five different characters, and you're following five different characters from a different view. Like you don't, they're not related yet. They may tie in at the very end, like in Tricked, but it looks like five stories with one a similar theme, and they don't look like they're linked, but they may be linked. That's what Evolution is kind of like. I liked it. There's another. This one I did decide to buy, so this was the one image for. There was a lot of new number ones this month, and this was the one that I did purchase and I did like.
Cool. It looks like the writer did a bunch of Marvel stuff and
What
some
was his name?
Valiant stuff.
What was his name?
James Asmus. He did Quantum and
Oh,
Woody.
I know James Asmus. He's more of a humor guy.
Yeah.
But This one didn't have any humor that I found, anyway. It was a darker side to things. So Evolution was another one.
Cool. You got a lot of image books. I thought you were cutting down on your image.
I was. Four of them I wasn't even planning on buying. I don't know what the hell happened. Every time I think I'm cutting back, I.
You find stuff that interests you.
Yeah, I think one podcast led me to Maestro. They said like two words that piqued my interest, and the fact that I went and bought Maestro, I just picked up everything that was number one at the shop. I like fuck it.
Well, it was a good run while it lasted.
The other thing I want to pimp, though, that I was kind of wishy-washy on issue one, that is turned into an amazing series, and I want to pimp this because I know it's solicited in this month's previews, the new one that you should be getting. Redlands, that book has really, really, really gotten good. If you remember the first issue, it was kind of like a standoff at a police station with a bunch of witches outside and the cops inside.
Yeah, I didn't care for
Yeah, I didn't either.
that.
This book has turned into a fucking amazing book. Like you would never read issue one
Really?
and then think that this is what this book
Book
turned out to
became?
be. Yeah.
What are they doing? I smack these people.
It's pretty fucking amazing. So like it is so amazing. So you know I'm a mood reader, right? And I don't usually keep caught up with things that I'm reading it as it comes out. So I'm
Ooh.
already on issue four of Redlands.
The only thing I do that for, I think, is Slasher.
Yeah, and Slasher's the other one. So I like it. It's probably my number one image title, and
Well,
I'm
I might have to trust your judgment,
digging
pick
the
up the tree.
Redlands.
Hit
Well,
the
look at
tree.
it this way. You liked Vanessa Del Rey, so you'll at least like the artwork.
It was too dark, though.
It's a lot lighter in the other ones.
Okay. They
Yeah.
lighten it up.
It's a dark book.
Yeah, I don't
But
mind it being dark. I just want to be able to see what the hell's going
a
on.
lot of it happens during the day. It's about
Oh,
the three witches, essentially,
yeah.
which they call each other sisters. And they're now in current time. So if you remember when that took place in issue one, it was like the 70s. Well, cut to now, you
Oh,
know?
to modern times.
Yeah, where they haven't aged. And things have changed. So, yeah, I really like it.
Interesting. It almost seems like number one should have been like a prequel or something.
I
So
think
like
number one should have
zero
been
issue
like
or
a
something.
number. I think number one should have been trickled in.
Oh, like later? Like in between
Tr
arcs or
trick it
something?
in between. While issue two, three, and four. Do you know what I mean? Just
Oh, like a
here's
backup.
some flashback, here's how we got here.
Yeah.
But instead they took the approach of here is the past and you don't really know where it's going. And
Yeah.
now
That's
I would
dangerous, though.
well it's dangerous for people like you, but for people like me it's not.
Right. It's dangerous for
I
people
think I
who
think if I
try
would
that.
have read Maestro number one and not number two, I wouldn't have gotten number two. And now it's on my pull list.
Yeah, I was
So
on
like
the fence on that one.
there are a couple of them that reading on keeps me interested.
Yeah, Maestro, I liked the idea. I just didn't like how the first issue
I think you should consider
spent so much
Redlands,
time in the
though.
past.
Based on what I know about you of being friends and stuff, I think you'll at least like it a lot more than like I did. Like on issue
Yeah, the
one,
issue.
if it wasn't for, well, let's just say I'll say this right out. If it wasn't for Vanessa Del Rey, I would have dropped it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But because I had already pre-ordered it, I decided to read it right away, and it turned out to be something special.
Cool.
I'm
Yeah.
hooked. I'm hooked into the world.
They should have started with number two then.
Yeah,
Because that was the one thing about number one, is it was basically the showdown at this police station, and that's pretty much all you got.
That's it.
It's like, okay, you gave me nothing about what the story is going to be about. I have no idea where it's going to go from here. Except for it's about these witches that I know nothing about.
Yeah.
And you telling me that it now takes place in the present day, I don't remember them doing... Like, I don't remember that the last page of the first issue indicated that the story was going to take place in the present.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done it that way. They could have also used, like, the last couple of pages to set up the next arc or whatever.
When we reviewed it, we were both like, I don't know. It's really dark. I don't think it's good. I don't know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And after I read issue 2, I was hooked. I was like, this shit is like light and day, you know? So,
praise.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give it a try.
I wish I could talk about it without giving it away. Like, this, I wish I could give you a few words without saying what's special about it. Do you know what I mean? But I can't. I can't think of it. I can't think of what to say because I think I'd be giving away why I like it or why it's good.
Right. The reason you like it is the...
Is some of the hook. The yeah. book spoilers. I guess that's what I'm saying is that would spoil... It could put... If I told you, I could potentially spoil your enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will trust your wisdom and pick up the trade.
I really like 2 and 3 because they lead you down a path and you're like, oh, yeah. And then they're like, they reverse it. I'm like, yeah. I didn't see that coming. But it's good. Other than that, I've been reading a lot of Savage Dragon.
Oh, speaking of Savage Dragon, I went to, before my trip, I think the weekend before my trip, there was a local convention in town. And it was a convention that I'd been to in the past, and it wasn't that good, but I decided to go to it just because I felt like going to a convention. And it was actually really good. There's tons of dealers there. And one of them had like quarter bins. But it was weird because they were all the comics were bagged and boarded in alphabetical order.
Oh wow, you don't usually see that.
Highly unusual, yeah.
You might see that in a dollar bin, but not a quarter. Like it's usually a free for all in the quarter bins.
Yeah, so I was amazed, and I got to the Savage Dragon section. He had tons of Savage Dragons, and I collect Savage Dragons in trades. But there's a run of Savage Dragon that was never, it was never in color trades. It was only in the black and white archives.
Mm-hmm.
But they were solicited, I guess, but they never, I guess the orders were too low and he never brought them out. So I've been trying to get those in the single issues. So I got a huge run of, I don't even know, maybe like 50 Savage Dragons issues. So I'm like, yes.
That's the thing is right now I have every single Savage Dragon except for things like the special ones, like the little book you had.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. I always have like cover A guaranteed. Sometimes I have a cover B if it's like I have that Herb Trimpy one that was the Herb Trimp Savage Dragon that came out. But I don't have a lot of like the special covers cover Bs. But I have a full run of Savage Dragon. But I'm reading it in archive, and the one thing I will say about Savage Dragon. Is it works better with color. It really does.
That's why I wanted to get these issues in color because I found the same thing that...
You'll get the story, but the color adds so much to the enjoyment of the series. Like, to see all of the Freak Force's colors and stuff just rather than being black and white.
Oh, I love Freak Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking possibly over break I might do a Savage Dragon read through. Although I don't have everything.
Are you gonna do a week or 2 weeks off at the end of the year?
2 weeks. 2 weeks and a couple of 2.5 weeks.
Oh, I'm jealous. I had 2 weeks on my old job, but my new one, I can only get 1 week.
That's all they'll give you?
Yeah, that's all I can take. But it is what it is. At least I get Christmas week.
And that is good.
New Year's Day. So it's like a full week plus 1 day.
Plus 1 day,
Christmas,
yeah.
Christmas and New Year's are on Mondays.
Right.
If they were on the weekend, I'd really get fucked. But it's good that they're on Mondays.
The other thing I got at the con, I got some a bunch of Hellblazers because I'm trying to get a full run of Hellblazer. So I got a bunch of Hellblazer because I came on the Hellblazer wagon late.
Yeah.
So I got some Hellblazers, and then I got like a Hellblazer miniseries, a Chaz miniseries.
I remember that.
By Simon Oliver.
That's fairly recent. Chaz is like his taxi driver. He's the guy that drives them places.
This one's not recent. This one's 10 years old. Or is that recent to you?
Well, you said Simon Oliver. He's been writing recent. Yeah. Hellblazer. Simon Oliver did Exterminators.
He's done a lot of stuff.
I like him in general.
Very prolific.
Good.
All right, should we wrap?
Yes. Go ahead and start wrapping.
All right. This has been Geek Brunch. I don't know what episode. Thank you for listening.
Yes. I think it's 742.
But... 7,402.
Yes.
If you'd like to contact us. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Geek Brunch Podcast. We will be sure to ignore any requests you have or messages you send. You can be sure to like our posts and share them with your friends. If your friends like to hear people talk about comics and shit and penises.
Shit and beards and awful children.
Yes, if people want to learn about corn and beards, send them our way.
That's right.
You can also find us on the Twitters. I am at DBM00. Mike is at Mike Myers Brunch. And you can also follow at Geek Brunch, I think it's called.
Possibly. I don't even know the password. You made that one.
I sent you the password. You got to look up your emails. Speaking of emails, you can reach us at bill@comicbooknoise.com or mike@comicbooknoise.com. You can also find us on the Tinder application.
Can you? You can find us on 8-track.
On the Tumblrs.
8-track.org.
That's right. 8-trackparts.com for all your 8-track parts needs. And shippaint.com.
That's right.
For when you need to paint your shit. Fool your neighbors.
And sarsmasks.com.
Oh, yeah, sarsmasks.com.
For beards.
To protect your beards from the fecal matter.
That's right.
And you can find my comic at alfieandmrbubbles.com. Every Monday and Wednesday.
And you'll see the zip lining episodes coming soon.
Yes, coming soon will be the zip line.
Where
fun,
Mr. Bubbles doesn't make his way across because he doesn't get the running start. Alfie went first. Like a dumbass. And didn't help Mr. Bubbles get across. So he's just stuck there waiting.
It's sad.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good week. And
two.
Go see good movies.
I needed to see Justice.
If you see any pretentious movies that are available, send them my way.
I'll let you know. Yes, I'll probably be watching some pretentious movies over break. So
yeah. So if there's like one on Netflix, but nothing like the Satan's Hammer or whatever that fuck that was. It had a good ending, but I do not want to sit through 2 hours to get.
Well,
to...
you say that, but now you may have a different opinion if you watched it.
No, I don't.
So think I would that. Recommend that you watch it again.
The Antichrist. No, thank you.
Watch it again to see. You probably get much more out of the beginning scenes now. Whole new outlook now that you're as ancient as you are.
Now that I've tightened my sphincter a little bit. Maybe that's what I should call the episode, Tightening the Sphincter.
You should call it Beard Shit Guard. Wait, you probably can't do that.
Beard Protectors or something like
corn
that.
In your beard.
Corn in your beard. There you
that's
go.
Not going to attract people. You need something to attract people. Corn in your beard is not going to attract anyone.
I think it will. Pound corn in your beard. Well, this episode will be coming out next week because I still got to release a retro. I'm behind. I've been really fucking busy, man.
And happy holidays. Well, it's good to have a buffer. Now you have a buffer.
Yeah, I have a buffer of two I actually have a buffer of three episodes. I have these two Geek Brunches and one Mike M. So, but I'm going to release retro tonight. So if I get off my ass, I just need to, it's edited. I just need to FTP it.
And there you go.
Type the notes. But man, I've been fucking lazy. I get so exhausted during the week because I'm working long weeks again.
Ugh.
That when the weekend comes, I don't want to do nothing. It's weird. I just want to veg.
I understand.
But I need to. I need to get off my ass. I gotta get this table cleaned again. I cleaned it, and it's already a mess. It's almost impossible.
New comics. Well, new comics are constantly coming in, so it's hard to keep
up.
Yes,
it is very, very, very hard. It's painfully hard.
That's what she said.
Yes. All right, well, have a good week. I'm glad you had a good vacation. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bye.